aside from all the questions being raised by Mr. Odinga, the mere fact that there was dispute among the election commissioners, majority of the commissioners that did not agree with the primary commissioner's decision to and certify the election. So that's one reason. And then, of course, three of those were beaten up, which suggests that, again, we're talking about some, not what I would call a civilized, situation. And then I'm understanding that there's now accusations of hacking. There's just a lot of, uncertainties about this. And I think it would be good that, we have some outside people look and, look at the election. Seems like, as I recall, the previous election was contested, and then, of course, Mr. Odinga declined to participate in the revote. We know that's a very volatile situation. We understand there's been some people been, there's been some violence.
Mr. Flanagan, in your article, you said Ruto appears to want to sweep the ongoing controversy under the rug by calling for unity and proclaiming that he wanted to be a president for all. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not sure that the actions by either side at this point in time are demonstrate any interest in unity. The biggest thing that I see is the lack of participation in the vote by a large number of the younger voters in Kenya, which actually are the majority of the population. I think they're not satisfied with either candidate at this point in time, and I think it's because no one has actually gone out there and made the case that they're seriously going to address reforms.
So why do you think a loss by former Prime Minister Raila Odinga bodes ill for political reform in Kenya?
Well, again, because Martha Karua, his deputy, I mean, the man is 77 years old. If Martha Karua, who is a known reformer, a known anti-corruption advocate, were to ascend to the presidency, well, I would think that reform would be, a very high priority for her. And as deputy, I think she would, insist that it maintains a high priority within the Kenyan government. Now, because if she didn't have that result, I'm sure she would probably want to resign in protest. That's my take on this thing, based upon her record and things of that nature.
The Elections Observation Group, the local poll observer group, comprised mostly of civil society organizations, backed Wafula Chibukati, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission's declaration of the results, saying they pretty much are the same. Raila Odinga denies it. He's gone to court to challenge the outcome of the election. Don't you think that this process eases tension?
Well, I think that's the whole point, though, Mr. Ruto did not want to have the court look at it. He wanted to get it over with and be done with it and be declared president before any scrutiny of the election results could be done. And I think that's not a very wise course if you want to, if you want to gain and build trust, because it implies that you want to, cover up anything that might be discovered. I would think that he would be generous and say, well, I mean, I have confidence in the vote, but yes, please take a look at it, because I want more confirmation that I actually won, rather than lingering questions. We see in this in the United States the ongoing, bitterness over the uncertainty over questions about election integrity, and election integrity is a difficult thing to achieve in this modern age, with all the ways that shall we say, election results can be both manipulated and influenced.
What are your expectations of what is going on at the moment? After Raila Odinga petitioned the court seeking to...
Well, let me put it this way. Was there an option, for example, of saying neither? No one. Which basically means the answer is yes, there was. It's called not voting. So what percentage of the of people did not vote in the election? And I would suggest that percentage reflects the distrust in the system. And so, again, when you have that kind of disaffection, then the future of the country remains uncertain, because the people who are going to be running the country in the next 10 or 20 years are not confident in the system, no matter which one wins.